Welcome to the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ.
I'm so glad you tuned in today. This is a special week on Food for Your Soul. We finished Season 4 on Loving God with All Your Heart last week, and next week we'll start Season 5 on discernment, and I'll say another word about that at the end. But for now, this week is a special week. We're going to take 5 days and listen through some samples from the book Lost in Prayer. It's a mix between a daily devotional and a prayer guide. I originally wrote this not so much to make a book, but for myself, because I wanted to have prayer times while I was driving that could hold my attention on God and not let my mind wander while I'm praying. So I wrote out these devotionals and recorded them so that I could listen to them as I drive. And I thought I'd share them with you this week, just 5 out of the 40, so you can decide if these might be helpful for you either driving or another time I use them is when I'm lying in bed in the morning. I wake up, it's a Saturday morning, and I'm still kind of groggy. I want to kind of lay there, but I want to pray. When I'm tired, my mind doesn't focus very well, so I can pull one of these up and keep my mind focused for 20 minutes on God. Today's sample is from Day 10, Ephesians 3:16 through 19. Prepare. Who may ascend the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart. Before attempting to approach God's presence, we must be pure in his sight. So begin today with a time of confession. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me, and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me. Ask God to reveal any sins in your heart that you have not confessed, and then confess them and ask God to cleanse you as you also release anyone who has sinned against you. Turn my heart toward your statutes. Ask God to turn and incline your heart toward what he has for you in today's passage and to make your heart ready to receive it. Your deepest desire. Earnestness is the key to answered prayer. What is the deepest, most driving desire in your heart today? Cry out to God for that. Meditate. In today's passage, Paul prays for you. Pray along with him. Ephesians 3:16-19. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have the power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long
and high and deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Paul wants you to know the magnitude of Christ's love for you. But in order for you to grasp that, some things have to happen first. For the prerequisites, listen to what comes before the word grasp again. What stands out to you? I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have the power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. You might expect that he would ask for insight or understanding so they could grasp the magnitude of God's love. But instead, the emphasis is on power and strength. Why do you think it requires so much inner strengthening to grasp how much Jesus loves you? Ask God again to give you all that power right now, so Christ will dwell inside you in a greater way, and you can gain greater insight into his love for you. You could look up the word love in a dictionary, but you know what love is. It's the best of what you have ever experienced in a friendship. It's the best of what you've ever experienced in marriage. It's the best of what you've ever experienced in your family. It's the best of what you have ever experienced with God. Take a moment to contemplate the fact that the Lord feels that toward you right now. The first dimension Paul wants us to grasp is the length of Christ's love. Contemplate that for a moment. How long has Jesus loved you? Remember how the book of Ephesians started. Ephesians 1:4, "For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons." Think about it. God never began loving you. However far back before the creation your mind is capable of thinking, and a trillion years before that, God loved you. Psalm 139:16, "All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." Contemplate the fact that God loved you throughout eternity past, even though he already knew every sin you'd ever commit. A smile crossed God's face one day when he walked with Adam in the cool of the day in the garden, and his thoughts ran ahead to this day, this moment, when you would be meeting with him? How wide is God's love for you? How much latitude does he give? How patient has he been with you? Paul also prays that we would have the power to grasp the depth of Christ's love. Are there times when you act as though God's love were a weak, smoldering wick, easily snuffed out by your failures? One mark of the depth of love is in its creativity. What are some examples of how creative God has been in his love for you? What are some examples of how generous God has been toward you? Spend a few moments expressing gratitude to God for the various gestures of his love. Here are some examples to get you started. If you're a believer, God has given you new life, righteousness, forgiveness of sins, the Holy Spirit, every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms, countless promises, spiritual gifts, a role in the kingdom of God, the privilege of knowing him, adoption into his family, a promise to return and bring you to be with him forever, the benefits of the ministries and spiritual gifts of the church, the Holy Scriptures, the ability to be receptive to the Scriptures, an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, and the secrets of the mystery of the kingdom. Blessed be the Lord your God who has delighted in you. 1 Kings 10:8. Pray for others, your pastor. Pray that God would enable your pastor to grasp the magnitude of Christ's love for him. Pray the same for anyone else God has placed on your heart today. Pray for the kingdom of God to come and for his will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thanksgiving. Think of two or three of the most wonderful gifts of God's love for you from the past 12 months. Take delight in Him and express your gratitude. Take it with you. What could you do today to help you remember to contemplate the vastness and intensity of Christ's love for you?
Well, that gives you an idea of what the book Lost in Prayer is like. If you want to find out more, you can go to drichardferguson.com, and we'll be doing more samples throughout this week. Next week, we start a whole new series on discernment. What discernment is, what Scripture says about how to become discerning, and then from there, we're going to go into a class on logic. I think it's to the detriment of the church that schools no longer teach logic. For the life of me, I can't imagine why anyone decided to stop teaching logic, but it's important. And if you have kids, this is especially important. I would urge you to have the kids listen to this. I'm going to teach it in a way that I'm not going to use all the typical jargon that they use when teaching logic that's not helpful. Instead, I'm going to take a little bit more of a common sense approach, teach the same material, but using everyday language to describe things and illustrating them with biblical principles. So I pray it will be edifying and instructive biblically and spiritually, but also will help with thinking clearly and having sound reason, which is what Scripture calls us to. That starts on Monday.
Thank you for listening.
Maybe there's someone in your network who would enjoy these podcasts. You never know how posting a link on Facebook might change someone's day or their whole life. Please remember to pray for this ministry, and remember that we're a crowd-funded ministry, so every gift helps. Just go to treasuringgod.com. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always, and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.